Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet for Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. Good evening and welcome to the TipsNet. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim and I'm located in Groton, Connecticut. I'm going to be your net control station for this evening's net. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.67, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. This net is also available on Echolink. Look for W1DX-R, that's Whiskey 1 Delta X-Ray-Romeo. This net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide two things. First, to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Secondly, to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater.
Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. Nothing to bring up at this time.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Golf Quebec Zulu, Dan Montville. No questions.
Mike Victor X-ray, Kevin in Groton, no questions. Here is
Whiskey 1, Foxtrot Juliet Whiskey, Chuck in Groton, no questions.
Here is Preston, no question. This is... Kilo 1, Alpha, Sierra, Mike, Alex, and Preston with a question.
W1RPQ, Dave K1DCT, John W1JPW, JWP, correction, Kevin KA6PDG, Dan KC1GQZ, Kevin KC1MVX, Chuck W1FJW, Steve NK1B, Jerry NT1O, Alex K1ASM, and there was another station that tried to check in, but I could hear like, no, I couldn't hear any words. It sounded like you should be talking, but I didn't hear any words. So if that station would like to try again, please try again now.
Anyone recognizes or could, you know, offer that that would program such radios, because the ones that my fire department used at the time is no longer in business. And that's all I got. Back to net control.
Okay, quick question, Alex. Do you know the model number of the radio that would give us a better insight?
Could you repeat that? You cut out just in the middle of that. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that. Do you know the model of the radio? The model, we know it's a Kenwood radio. Do you know what model it is? That will help us in hopefully being able to provide you an answer.
This is a, I know I have one that's a TK-630H, a TK-630 T790 and a TK690H. And if I'm doing my research correctly, one will apply on the 2-meter band, one will apply on the 6-meter band, while the other applies on the 10-meter band. Back to net.
And see if anyone has some advice for you. In the meantime, let's go to Ben and find out what his question is. KC1OKF, KC1TWR, and the tips net.
Hey everyone, it's Ben here, KC1OKF. And I am also relatively new to the hobby, and I picked up a ICOM 725. Is in questionable condition. The receive seems to work very well, but unfortunately I haven't made any contacts yet on it. I've used a known good antenna at my father's house, who's also a ham, and I've tried various antennas here, and no one seems to be able to hear me on it. I do have a antenna tuner that has a watt meter on it, and it says I'm getting full power out, but I don't know enough about it, I guess, to know if you know, that means someone can hear me or if there's some sort of distorted signal coming out or what. So I was kind of hoping for some help to troubleshoot those issues. Back to that. Thanks.
Okay, very good question. One of the questions that I would be asking is if at your father's house, did you try your radio, then switch to his radio, find somebody he could make a contact with, then you could try and, you know, as the person, if you could try and make a contact after switching to your radio. But anyhow, let's go up through from the top down, and I'm actually going to hit John first because he's mobile. I don't know how much longer he'll be with us on this net. But, John, you've heard the questions about these old Kenwood radios, and any thoughts as far as Ben not being able to make contacts? W1JOP, KC1TWR, and the tips net.
Well, if I understood the first question correctly, this is W1JOP. I think the gentleman was looking for a place to have those programmed. In Norwich might be able to help you. They might be able to help you reprogram the radio. They don't typically deal with amateur radio stuff, but I've had some stuff amateur radio-wise done by them before, and generally speaking, you take a back row seat to the commercial stuff at a commercial shop, but they usually will take care of you. I'm not very familiar with that radio myself. I know ICOM is a good brand of radio, but I'm not, like I said, familiar with that, so I won't venture to that. Other than that, just for your information, Tim, I'll be with you until about 7:30, so if you're going to do another round, I'll be here. W1GOP Mobile.
Okay, very good, John. Thank you for your thoughts there. Next, let's go to Bob, W1RPQ, KC1TWR, and the tips net.
Good evening, this is W1RPQ. As to the first question for the Kenwood radios, the software that you need to get to do it yourself would be the Kenwood Kilo Pop 44 Delta November version 2.2 KPG-44DN 2.2 is the version. Not sure where you can get that, but it is out there. I've seen quite a bit of chat that I'm looking at right now. And that should allow you to reprogram that yourself at home. And again, I'm not sure where you're going to find somebody that's going to do that for you out there as an amateur radio, but I'm sure there's some places out there. You probably have to do a pretty good search on some of the chat groups. This is W1RPQ, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Next we'll move on to Dave, K1DCT, and let's see what he thinks of those two questions. This is KC1TWR in the tips net.
All right, well, good evening to all. This is K1DCT. Let's see, as far as, Alex and the Kenwood radios, yeah, I think John's suggestion of Communications Plus over in Norwich, where are they? West Main? Yeah, West Main Street. Out towards Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Staples, out that way, but on the other side of the street. Or, yes, get out there on the web and search around, because there are plenty of people in the two-way business that are also hams that can probably get this done. Do a little search out there. Put some feelers out like you're doing here, maybe on some of the other nuts, and maybe you'll find somebody that will do that. As far as the ICOM 725, I'm sorry I didn't catch the call sign or the name. Audio was a little low for me. If you're not sure, I'd certainly be willing, if you want to bring it over here, to hook it up in my space. I got antennas I know that work, and some basic stuff to determine whether I think you've already determined you're putting out power, but whether you've got any audio or anything else going on, I'd be okay with that. I had my shot on Sunday, and have not yet mutated into anything else. So back to net, K1DCT.
Okay, very good, Dave. A couple of things. The person who was asking about the three Kenwoods was Alex, Kilo 1, Alpha, Sierra, Michael. And the other person with the question about the ICOM 725 is Ben, Kilo Charlie 1, Oscar Kilo Foxtrot. For Ben, I will say that was Dave, Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango speaking, and his email is good at qrz.com. If you want to reach out to him via email, or if you want to reach out to him via radio. Okay, let's move on to Kevin and see what his thoughts are. KA6PDG, KC1TWR.
Thanks, Chairman. Good to hear some new amateurs on the net tonight. I was chuckling here. I wasn't sure if Dave recommended asking questions on either of other nets or of other nuts. I'm going to assume he said nets, but you never know. Okay. The other option for Alex would be to drop a dime, as we used to say, and call Kenwood and see what they recommend. They have a California phone number and a website and all that. And maybe the software that Bob is indicating will work. Bob, you hit a touchtone or something while you were talking, so he may not have gotten the phonetics there that you were giving. And let's see, on the radio that might not have audio or whatever, I wonder if the gentleman Ben tried listening on another radio or a scanner on the same frequency to see what he heard. Did you hear audio coming out? Did you hear your voice? Did it sound garbled? Was there a buzz or a hum? And so that might be an idea. But someone like Dave would be a good person to help you out, or any one of us that can lend a hand would be happy to do so. K6PDG, back to net.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Kevin. Yeah, my first thought on the Kenwood radios was that they might be crystal controlled, but it's good that Bob figured out that they can be programmed without swapping out crystals. So that's good. Let's see. Let's move on to Dan. See what he thinks about these two questions. KC1GQZ, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is KC1GQZ. Well, for the first question, everybody's already put the name out. I was going to recommend Communication Plus and Knowledge myself. I've dealt with them a couple of times with the fire department and personally. And on the Icon 725, I don't have much recommendations, except have you tried a different mic? Maybe the PT is working, but the microphone is not. Just a thought. So this is KC1GQZ, back to net control.
Okay, very good suggestions there, Dan. Okay, let's move on to the other Kevin and see what he thinks about all of this. KC1MVX, KC1TWR.
KC1MVX. So a cursory search for me of the Kenwoods looks like it has some sort of at least one of them has a coil in it that you can manually adjust to change the bands, or at least the limit of the bands. But what I would suggest, it sounds like you got a good recommendation for where to get it professionally done. Definitely do that when you're new. But what I would recommend is that if you're going to get it done somewhere, and this might be hard with COVID, but maybe you can ask them if you can watch them do it so you can learn something, because I found that radios aren't that hard to work on, and working on them really is a part of being an amateur radio operator. So if they let you watch what they do, you might be able to learn a lot. So that would be my recommendation. As far as the radio that isn't transmitting voice, GQZ stole my thunder. I was going to say microphone. I think Kevin Six understands why. And if you're able to, if you can look in and find out if there are some fuses that are blown, if you know how to do continuity checks across the circuit board, you have like a fluke or oscilloscope or something like that. Other than that, if the radio has the capability to do digital, try digital too. See if that works. If that works, it could just be the microphone itself. And that sort of will help you troubleshoot. That's the best I can do, and I'm going to request to secure because I have to get going to dinner. Casey, one of you expecting that?
Okay, Kevin, thank you for joining us this evening. Enjoy your dinner. I do want to also mention about Communications Plus. It's right next to Starbucks on Route 82, just off of 395. In Norwich, and they have helped out the Raison Amateur Radio Club in climbing the where they have their antenna, their repeater antennas, and it's given them some good advice and so forth. And they do installations for fire and police and so forth. So they're pretty good people. Okay, let's move on to Chuck, W1FJW, and see what he thinks about these two questions. This is KC1TWR and the TIPSnet.
Well, for the question about reprogramming the Kenwood, I think you've got it covered when you say go to Communications Plus and watch them. I think that'd be an excellent suggestion. In terms of the questionable ICOM 725, two things come to mind. One is it could be the output could be on the wrong frequency. A lot of radios use a complex synthesizer to be both crystal controlled and reprogrammable, and sometimes that goes south, and the radio ends up outputting a frequency that's not even in band. It'll show good on your power meter on a, you know, a SWR meter, but it may not be putting out anywhere near where anyone's listening. And a bad mic is certainly possible. However, as one who fixed radios for quite some time, 75% of the time the problem is not with the mic, but with the cable where it flexes. Two-thirds of the time at the radio, one-third of the time at the microphone, but where it flexes, it breaks after a while, and that could be the problem. And just cut a couple inches off the end of the cable and resolder the plug back on, and it might work. Back to net, W1FJW.
Okay, very good. Good suggestions there, Chuck. Okay, next we'll go to Steve and see what he's thinking. NK1V, KC1TWR, and the tips net.
If I should be given the sound, I've had access to some commercial Vertex radios. I've tried to get the stuff, and I even had this kind of different computer because I needed the RS-232 and so on. I eventually got frustrated with that and never continued, so hopefully you'll find a either someone to do it or figure out how to do it yourself. There are quite a few of those kind of radios kicking around nowadays. Digital and stuff, so they're nice radios. I don't know where they fit in the whole Part 95 thing, but I just want to use them properly. It's not too big of a deal anyway. On the 725, and I was going to go strictly with Dave's answer, that you know, it'd be nice to get it side-by-side with another radio and then have a third party to communicate with to listen and compare. But then when Chuck was talking, he mentioned off-frequency, and one thing I have done personally, especially with a newer radio, that I was not familiar with, I should say, is I was setting it up, and it was on split, and I didn't know it was on split. So although I was receiving on one channel, I was on one frequency, I was actually transmitting on a much different frequency, and couldn't figure out why nobody could hear me. And I also got yelled at one time during a contest, or some guy was DXing. He was split, and I was replying to him on his frequency, and he wasn't happy. That was something that actually, when I was great. Sorry about that. That was something when I was just got going. I stumbled over quite a bit, the whole split thing. Still in for a bit of a loop, so maybe that's something that's a quick check. But the other device is very good about the mic cords and all that stuff like that. Back to that, K1B.
I'm not sure which radio you're using, but you were really in the weeds with that. I had to turn up my volume pretty high to hear what you said, but I think we got it. Before we go any further, two things. Number one, I want to do another quick call out to see if anybody else wants to join us this evening. And if so, if anybody else would like to join us on the Tips Net, please come now with your call sign.
KC1TWR, this is NT10. One of the things about coming later in the response to this is that I claim that others have already given some of the good suggestions I might have had. I don't know these radios at all, being new to ham operation myself, and I did step out for a moment, so I don't know if this was said, but one of the things I like to do is I have a dummy load with a power meter, and you can determine if a radio is putting something out just by feeding into the dummy load, keying the mic, particularly, let's say, like on, put it on AM or FM, and seeing if you have any kind of carrier out there, if you could, when you speak, does it modulate it, or even on SSB, you can see if that needle is moving. That's probably about all I can offer beyond what's already been offered here. This is N-T-1-0, back to Matt.
Okay, thank you. And yes, it is, when you're further down on the list, other people can grab all the good suggestions. Anyhow, Bob, can you, if you would you mind reading the software name and version and whatnot for us again? W1RPQ, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is W1RPQ. Okay, the software name is Kilo Papa Golf Dash 44 Delta November. And the version number is 2.2. You probably need cables and other things, so I think your best bet's probably going to be going to the location up in Norwich and seeing if they can help you. This is W1RPQ, back to net.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Bob. And now we're back to the two people with questions. So let's see if any of these answers help them at all. First, we'll go to Alex, K1ASM, KC1TWR, and the TipsNet.
KC1TWR, this is K1ASM. Thanks, guys, for all the great suggestions. I will definitely check out Communications Plus up there on the on East Main Street in Norwich. And thank you, Bob, for that software and version information. I got that down, no problem. I'll look into that as well. As for Ben's question, I am just as green as you, so I'm not even going to weigh in on that. And that's all I got. Back to net control. K1ASM.
Okay, very good, Alex. Good question. And I wish you success with those. You'll have to stop back either next Wednesday or the one after and let us know how you make out. Okay, I'll do that later. Let's move on to Ben and see if any of those suggestions that were made ring a bell with him. KC1OKF, KC1TWR, and the TipsNet.
Father. It was on 20 meters.
Okay, very good. Okay, so let's see. I think we'll start right at the top. We'll go around robin here again. And let's see, is there anything else I wanted to check here? Oh, I had a question I was going to ask the group if we didn't have any other questions, so people can feel free to either ignore this question or answer it. Which is better when you, if you're using a mag mount antenna for a 2-meter radio inside the house, which is better, a cookie sheet or a metal screen that's cut, let's say, 2 feet by 2 feet, in other words, larger than the cookie sheet? Which would be better? So let's start with that, but also with Ben's other question about trying to contact his father on 20 meters, and we'll go to the top of the list with Bob, W1RPQ, KC1TWR.
This is W1RPQ. Nothing to add for this round. Unfortunately, I was on a telecon, so let me send it back to Net Control. This is W1RPQ.
Okay, no problem, Bob. Thank you very much for being here with us this evening, and hopefully the teleconference went well. Let's move on to Dave, K1DCT. This is KC1TWR.
All right, this is K1DCT. Let's see. Yeah, I've been poking around on the interweb, looking at those Kenwood radios, and yeah, you're going to need a special programming cable, and I didn't get far enough to find out how good that software looks, but I'm sure Bob checked it out pretty well. What else I want to hear? Oh, Kevin, yes, I might have said nut because I whacked myself here when I was moving around and talking at the same time. That's what I get for doing two things at the same time. And let's see, what else are we working on? Oh, Ben, if you said 20 meters, but you didn't mention what time of day, so or night. If you wanted, after this net is over, if you wanted to try somewhere on 40 meters, if you have an antenna that will cover that, or 80, I'd be more than happy to meet you somewhere up there. That's about it, K1DCT.
Okay, thank you, Dave. And next we'll move down to Kevin, K6PDG, KC1TWR.
All right, let's see if I can remember everything. When it comes to cookie sheet versus screen, I'd probably say the cookie sheet because it's a solid material. One thing, too, to keep in mind, it may sound silly, but what makes an awfully good ground plane in your home is your appliances, like a refrigerator or a washing machine or clothes dryer. I happen to have a mag mount sitting in my kitchen on top of the refrigerator. But anything with a good solid metal base that probably has some iron component, I guess, or copper. Good question, though. And let's see, yes, time of day can matter with the bands, and if I were trying to work somebody 25 miles away, I would be more inclined typically to use 40 or 75 or 80 meters, maybe 160, but it can vary. It can be done on 20 meters. I remember doing a special event or a contest or something last year, and a ham down at Gales Ferry answered up on 20 meters, which Gales Ferry is very close to me. And for Ben, try and do something about that audio because it's very difficult to copy you. You got to bring that up louder. You're probably about 25% of where you should be or something like that. And for Steve, let me reset. We probably should talk some night about different ways of giving signal reports, but basically, you are very noisy, Steve. We could hear your audio, but I would say your signal was 65-70% noise. It was hard to copy it. So you may be on the wrong antenna, or maybe you're on the beam and it's pointed the wrong way, something like that. And slow down, don't talk so fast. Speak up, speak clearly. But most of the problem was the noise there on your signal. All right, that's me. That's enough of me. KA6PDG, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. I think Steve has two radios. He has the beam and he also has a J-pole, and I suspect he was on the J-pole. It doesn't quite make the trip sometimes, depending on propagation. Even though I'm having a little bit of trouble with hearing the Salem repeater today. Nothing wrong with the repeater. Your comment about using appliances, I agree with you, but one appliance I do not recommend, a tower personal computer. I did that, and the strong magnet in the mag mount affected the power supply, something fierce, so I do not recommend that. But probably everybody else used common sense and knew that better than I did. Okay, next we'll move to Dan, KC1GQZ, with the question about the whether to use a cookie sheet or a slightly larger metal screen, like you, or, and also recommendations for Ben as far as the him trying to make contact. And Ben, in Echolink, I have found that I usually have to go in and turn the record volume all the way up, and I have to check it every so often, because every so often it resets itself down to like 75%. Okay, let's move to Dan. KC1GQZ, KC1TWR.
This is KC1GQZ. Well, Tim, I'm going to go with the cookie sheet. Even though it's a little smaller, I think it would have more metal for the surface. And regarding the HF rig, I'm definitely not the person to ask, because I've been struggling with mine also. Dave tried to work helping me a couple weeks ago, so I'm trying to work through my antenna issues. So I'm definitely not the guy for HF. This is KC1GQZ, back to net control.
Okay, very good, Dan. And don't forget, patience and perseverance. You'll get HF down yet. Okay, next we're going to skip Kevin, KC1MBX, and John W1JOP. They're both away, so we're going to move to Chuck, see what his thoughts are. W1FJW, KC1TWR.
Well, for Ben, another question is, when you were trying to talk to your father, were you using horizontal or vertical polarization? Horizontally polarized antennas produce very little ground wave, and maybe your vertical antennas might have produced enough ground wave to make the trip. Just a thought. I would go with the screen. I believe it's bigger, and unless it's something like chicken wire, the very small holes in the screen would not affect anything. What we're looking for here is to get capacitance between ground plane and the vertical radiator on the antenna, and I think the screen being bigger and would do a better job of approximating a car. And using a cookie sheet, everyone has overlooked the major problem with that interferes with cookie production. You leave the cookie sheet alone. It's got a more important job to do. Back to net, W1FJW.
Very good comment there, Chuck, on both items. And
Ben, when we get back to you, also add to you to the what we'd like to know is, were you able to hear your father, even though he wasn't able to hear you? Okay, let's move on to Steve in K1V and see what his thoughts are on all of this. This is KC1TWR and the TipsNet.
And K1V. And Tim, do you have a copy on me?
Yes, you do sound a little bit better.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm actually on the HT with my beam. It's evidently my, during last week I had an issue with one of my relays failed, and in my haste I switched some antennas over and thought I had left my ICOM on the J-pole. I believe it's on the horizontal beam. That's probably why it's so noisy. Other than that, I don't have too much more to add to anything, especially with all the difficulties I'm having. maybe no one should be listening to my advice, but I will take the advice I've heard. And back to Net, NQNB.
Okay, no worries, Steve. You do quite a bit with amateur radio, and you've done quite a bit around the home there. And I always like to hear your stories about what you're configuring and setting up, so that's good. Next, we'll go to Jerry, NT10, see what his thoughts are. This is KC1TWR and the TipsNet.
KC1TWR, NT10. I believe, boy, I'm going back here, and it's not quite what it was, but I'd have to agree with Chuck. If the screen is bigger, my recollection was that as long as the gaps in the screen were less than, was it quarter wavelength, eighth wavelength, something like that, but there's a certain threshold. I'm trying to quickly look it up, and I haven't found it yet. But as long as it's smaller than whatever that threshold is on a wavelength basis, that the screen looks like a solid metal sheet. So by the question that Tim provided, if the screen is actually physically larger, if a larger ground plane than the cookie sheet would be. The flip side, of course, is that as you add more radios, this I'm not sure about because I've read conflicting information, but as you add more, they can be shorter, and I've read in other places, I think the AWR books, that as you have more, as you have more, they can be shorter, as you add fewer, they can be shorter, but I believe the AWR antenna book says they can be shorter as you add more radios, which would make more sense, even more material. But for the screen, like I say, I just wish I had that answer, and I'll see if I can dig that up here before we're off. NT10, back to Matt.
Okay, very good, Jerry. Yeah, that is interesting and good information. Okay, we are next going to go to Alex and see if he has any thoughts on the screen or thoughts on Ben's issue or anything else on his Kenwood radios, K1ASM, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is K1ASM. As far as the sheet versus cookie dilemma, I wouldn't really know what to say. I would think it'd be almost a regarding the size of the net versus the quality of the cookie sheet. So, I mean, you got a quality versus quantity argument there. But as it is very good information because I am currently trying to tune up a mag mount right now that I'm planning on using either indoor or mobile, some sort of setup. So I would definitely be trying and testing all of these in the upcoming weeks. As far as Ben, unfortunately, again, I'm going to be no help to him. K1ASM, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Ben, or Alex, rather. And next we'll move on to Ben and see if any of these answers sound good to him, and Dave's offer about after the net. KC1OKF, KC1TWR.
KC1OKF, I'm sorry about the microphone. Got up talking in right now. I've had some issues with it. Hopefully it's a little better right now. But all of the settings are maxed. So this is as much as I'm going to get at the moment until I replace the mic. For the radio, unfortunately it's packed away at the moment because I had just done some testing with my father. What was the other question? There was a question about how well it receives. It receives great. I have heard Barbados, Netherlands, you know, in some of the bigger towers in the south very easily, and some stations in Mass and Connecticut as well. So the receive seems to be doing fine. At my house, I'm using a vertical that I had built that tuned up to, you know, 1.01 SWR, so it's tuned very well, and I didn't seem to have any issues, you know, with the antenna itself, but it could be. And at my father's house, there's a dipole that he had set up that I had tested on as well. So, oh, and one other thing that I had tried testing is using the reverse beacon network and sending some code to activate it, and that was also unsuccessful. So, again, KC1OKF, get back to that. Thanks for all the suggestions, guys.
Okay, very good. Once you get it unpacked again and set up, or maybe you can make contact with Dave, go over to his place and see if he can ferret out what your issue is. Just to put it back to you real quickly, the fact that you have a vertical antenna, your father has a dipole, so the polarization there is against each other, so that would not help the connection. Two questions. Number one, your vertical, what bands is it good for? And number two, when you were trying to test you from your house, your father from his house, could you also hear him even though he couldn't hear you?
Right, so yeah, the polarization that occurred in the conflict there, I could hear him just barely, but he could not hear me. So I know that could definitely be an issue there, and the vertical is tuned for 20 meters. Back to that.
Okay, very good. Okay, I think we're going to call the end of the first round of the first section of the TIPSnet. We have two more sections, announcements, items of interest, and self-swap looking for items, amateur radio related. So before we move into the second section, are there any further check-ins or any additional comments? Please come now with your call sign.
W1RPQ with a comment.
Okay, W1RPQ, please proceed with your comment.
Hey, this is W1RPQ. I just want to reach back to last week's net. I ordered the Elk Log Periodic antenna, and it should be delivered this Friday. So maybe by next week, if I get a chance to put it together and get it up, I might be able to give you a report on what I think and how it works. W1RPQ, back to net.
Okay, very good, Bob. I'd be very interested, and I think I'm not the only person who'd be interested to see how you make out with that antenna. So looking forward to next week if the delivery service gets you the antenna in time and you have time to work on that. Okay, let's start the second section. This is, does anyone have any announcements about upcoming events or items of interest? Please call now. sign. It's not an announcement, but it just never listens to me. Anyhow, okay, the answer that I will make is that I believe that the Raison Amateur Radio Club is working towards hopefully having an auction this fall. Usually there are two amateur radio auctions in this area, one in the spring and one in the late fall. And due to COVID-19, there were no auctions last year, none in the spring, this spring, and but they're working towards hopefully having one in the fall. And that's a great place and time to go. Look at all the projects that people have brought in, used radios, parts, supplies. You never know what you're going to find there. But it's also good because as you walk around listening to the experienced amateur radio people talking about, oh, yeah, this, and then they talk about it in the ins, the outset of the configurations, stories about when they had one as a kid, etc. It's always a fun time. So give it a couple of months and check out their webpage and see if they are going to have that. Okay, next I think we'll go into the third section. Is there anyone that wishes to swap, sell, or looking for amateur radio-related items? If so, please call now.
PDG with a comment.
KA6PDG, please proceed with your comment.
Yeah, I'll direct this toward Bob, although it's probably not necessary for him to reply. Bob, I've pretty much made up my mind I'm going to order one of those elk log periodics. I just haven't done it yet. I've got a few little financial things I'm juggling, so, but I think in the next week or two I'm going to be ordering one. That being said, I'll be very interested in your test, so please keep me in mind. It really sounds like a wonderful antenna. I've been having dreams about it. Okay, 6PDG back to that.
Okay, Kevin. Let's not talk about your dreams again. Okay, any further check-ins or comments, please come with your call sign now.
Good evening.
The time is 8 p.m. on Wednesday, March 10th.
Under the wire. That was the last call, and we have no further check-ins. I'm going to go ahead and close the net at this time. I'd like to thank everyone who participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net this evening, and those that stood by as we conducted the net. This evening, we had Bob, Dave, John, Kevin, Dan, Kevin, Chuck, Steve, Jerry, Alex, and Ben, and your host, Tim. Let's see. We'd like to also thank W1AN for allowing us to use the W1DX repeater, and Joe, K1IKE, for the Echolink connection, and Kevin, KA6PDG, for recording these sessions. They're available on a website that he has, am1700.org/tipsnet. That's Alpha Michael, 1700.OscarRomeoGolf/tipsnet, all lowercase. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office, although due to COVID-19, they've been having it on Zoom. As a matter of fact, they had their meeting last night. The meetings start at 7 p.m. They're open to all interested persons, licensed or not, including on the Zoom session. Information about the club can be found at www.tricityarc.net, tricityamateurradioclub.net. This net will meet again next Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this frequency, an hour
return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is KC1TWR wishing everyone a good evening in 73.